He took me to our club to go swimming. Just as I put my feet on the first wide step of the shallow end and looked out toward the dark deep end and the thick blue and red lines painted on the bottom, the lifeguard hollered from his perch that there were still 15 minutes left of adult swim. My father, who'd belonged to the club for 20 years, who ran and won all the tennis tournaments, explained that it was his daughter's birthday. The boy, Thomas Novak, shook his head.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Amory," he called down. "She'll have to wait 15 minutes like everyone else."
My father laughed his "you're a moron" laugh.
"But there's no one in the pool." "I'm sorry, it's the rules." "You know what?"
my father said, his neck blotching purple.
"I'm going home and building my own pool."
He spent that afternoon on the telephone, yellow pages and a pad of paper on his lap, talking to contractors and writing down numbers. As I lay in bed that night, I could hear him in the den with my mother.
"It's the rules,"
he mimicked in a baby voice, saying over and over that a kid like that would never be allowed through the club's gates if he didn't work there, imitating his mother's
"Hiya,"
down at the drugstore where she worked. In the next few weeks, trees were sawed down and a huge hole dug, cemented, painted, and filled with water. A little house went up beside it with changing rooms, a machine room, and a bathroom with a sign my father hung on the door that read, "We don't swim in your toilet. Please don't pee in our pool." My mother, in a pink shift and big sunglasses, waves me over to where she's sitting on the grass with her friend, Bob Wuzzy, who runs Project Genesis. I hold up the puppy and keep moving toward the house. I'm angry at her. Because of her, I can't have a Newfoundland.
"Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear,"
my father says as he sets down his load on the kitchen counter.
"Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair."
He looks out the window at the pool.
"Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?"
My father hates all my mother's friends. Charlie, Ajax, and Elsie smell the new dog immediately. They circle around us, tails swapping, and my father shoos them out into the dining room and shuts the door. Then he hurries across the kitchen into a play goose step to the living room door and shuts that just before the dogs have made the loop around. They scratch and whine, then settle against the other side of the door. I put the puppy down on the linoleum. He scrabbles, then bolts to a small place between the refrigerator and the wall. It's a warm spot. I used to hide there and play Harriet the Spy when I could fit. His fur sticks out like quills, and his skin is rippling in fear.
"Poor little fellow."
My father squats beside the fridge, his long legs rising up on either side of him, like a frog's, his knees sharp and bony through his khakis.
"It's okay, little guy, it's okay."
He turns to me.
"What should we call him?"
The shaking dog in the corner makes what I agreed to with my mother real in a way nothing else has. Gone, I think. Call him Gone. 3 days ago, my mother told me she was going to live with my grandparents in New Hampshire for the summer. We were standing in our nightgowns in her bathroom. My father had just left for work. Her face was shiny from moon drops, the lotion she puts on every morning and night. "I'd like you to come with me," she said.
"But what about sailing classes and art camp?"
I was signed up for all sorts of things that began next week. "You can take sailing lessons there. They live on a lake."
"But not with Mallory and Patrick."
She pressed her lips together, and her eyes, which were brown and round and nothing like my father's yellow-green slits, brimmed with tears. And I said yes, I'd go with her. My father reaches in and pulls the puppy out.
"We'll wait and see what you's like before we gives you a name. How's that?"
The puppy burrows between his neck and shoulder, licking and sniffing, and my father laughs his high-pitched, being-tickled laugh. And I wish he knew everything that was going to happen. I set up the bed by the door and the two bowls beside it.